Hi, this is a video review of the Nokia C3 from Phone Arena. It's the first QWERTY Messenger thumbboard device from Nokia with the Series 40 mobile platform. That's currently the most widespread platform in the world for cell phones on account of Nokia's huge market share. The device has a 2.4-inch QVGA resolution screen. Since it's not a touch screen, there's no touch layer on it, and thus it makes it very visible in direct sunlight. The phone has a 2-megapixel camera on the back with this huge lens with chrome-like rim, and there's a metal plate on the back that covers the battery, which is a nice touch in terms of design. It's the same color as the front of the unit. We have the slate gray version, but there's also golden white and hot pink versions. The rest of the good looks are complemented by the chrome-like action keys here on the left and the right of the D-pad, which is a five-way, and the action keys and the two soft keys here are programmable as well. The left has the micro SD port and micro USB slot as well, and on top are the standard audio jack and the charging port. You can only charge the device through this port. The micro USB is only for connection. There's no volume rocker or anything. But the phone is quite a looker. It actually resembles the E-series. The keyboard is almost exactly the same, and the screen as well. The icons and the graphical elements of the interface are masked as Symbian interface, like on the E-Series, but it's actually Series 40. And let's have a look at how the Series 40 performs on the Nokia C3. That's the home screen of the Nokia C3. Nokia has taken the effort to make it active, meaning that you can have updates in real time on it. The top strip is with your favorite contacts. There's a five icon shortcut launcher on the bottom. The most interesting thing and the most resembling a widget on the home screen is this middle strip, which can show in real time your Facebook and Twitter updates and notifications. You can log in to answer as well. So it serves definitely as a widget on a smartphone, for example. Nokia has tried to alter the default icons of the Series 40 mobile platform to look like a Symbian device. It's not, it's an S40 device. That's the main menu, also looking like Symbian. Calendar, here on the right appear your events and anniversaries if you have set some already. Office Store, we had trouble logging into, but you won't be downloading much stuff off of it anyway. For browsing, the Nokia C3 uses Opera Mini, which is a very capable browser. And although it's a 2.4-inch screen, you'll be able to look up quick info on the internet with Opera Mini. There are a number of useful applications as well. There's no multitasking, so you can only use one at a time. There was a converter somewhere here. Extras, games collection. Right, converter, updating photos on Flickr, etc., old clock, some useful small applications. That's the gallery. Camera interface is pretty basic, but it can shoot both video and stills as well. That's the gallery. Not much stuff you can do with pictures besides zooming, of course, back and forth. But it's still enough considering the market segment of the device. Basically, it tries to look throughout the interface like an E-series device, but it's not. And of course, its price is not the one of an E-series device. At first we thought it's gonna be hard to type on such a small and compact device. The keyboard is actually slightly curved downwards, you can see here. And the keys are convex, so it's not hard to find the key you're looking for. And once you get used to the keyboard, you can actually type pretty fast, probably even without looking. I mean, it's not a BlackBerry keyboard or anything, but it's actually pretty close, and once you get the gist of it, you can start typing quite fast since the keys are so well spaced and convex. In conclusion, we would say that the Nokia C3 is a nice, very affordable messenger with a thumb board for Nokia. If you need a phone just to make conversations with Nokia's reliability and the occasional text message or email, and to be able to follow your social networking life with updates on the home screen, then the price is very right for that. So the Nokia C3 is a very worthy contender in that market segment. This was a video review of the Nokia C3 from phonearena.com.